When you travel, with or without teenagers, there is something to be gained by keeping notes on how many Virginia counties and cities you pass through. To be precise, you could get recognition by the Commonwealth Quest. That's an online compilation put together by Craig Pfeiffer of Alexandria on his website, Pfeiffer.net, which incidentally was one of the first personal web pages in Virginia when it went up back in the mid-90s.
Today, my site is just a collection largely of experiences. I have photos and a little bit of text about some of the interesting things that I've gotten to do when I've visited places, when I got to see a space shuttle launch or a naturalization ceremony, or went to political conventions or inaugurations. I put up information about that. And I also have links to a couple of pages that I call quests. So I have the Commonwealth Quest, where friends and I collect all the cities and counties in Virginia that we've visited, and the Flight Quest, where we collect airports that we've used around the world.
The Commonwealth Quest caught my interest right away. Tell me how that originated.
I was in the car going from Roanoke to Fairfax with a friend of mine, and we were going to a hearing about transportation that VDOT was conducting at the Government Center in Fairfax, and we had a four-hour drive. And we ran out of other things to talk about, so one of us pulled the state map out of the glove compartment and said, well, I wonder how many of these cities and counties we've been to before. And we started writing them down. And then I decided to put that online. Some other friends joined in, and now there are about a dozen people who have kept track of the cities and counties they've been to. And every so often I get another person who emails me and asks to be added. In Virginia, we have 95 counties and 39 cities, and it's sort of a nice thing to collect because it's a goal that can't really be easily completed, but is certainly not out of reach.
A little more difficult than Commonwealth Quest, and certainly a little more expensive, is Flight Quest. That's to see how many of the world's airports one can use. How's that one going?
Well, I don't know whether I should be embarrassed that I started a Flight Quest, and I'm only in 13th place with 57 airports. But I think that's respectable.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's sometimes difficult to accumulate more airports because you keep going to the same places and transferring through the same cities. But there are people on here that the number one person has been to 230 different airports. He worked for the State Department, and so he had the opportunity to travel a lot before he retired. The number two person who has a job that is in the private sector, so maybe some people feel like the guy who works for the State Department had an unfair advantage, but the number two person who didn't have any sort of advantage like that has still been to 109 different airports, which is really, I think, quite a lot. All told, we have 48 people participating right now, and they have been to 448 different airports. So this quest is actually a lot more active than the Commonwealth Quest. And people email me from their BlackBerries when they touch down on the runway of a new airport, and they want me to add it immediately so that they can see how their standing might have changed.
So the competitive juices are flowing hot on this one.
If given the chance, we will often connect in a city that we don't really have to connect in, or even land at an airport at our destination that is not quite as close as another, just to be able to pick up a new airport. And we've been heard to say, I don't really want to have to go on this trip, but at least I'll get a new airport out of it. So it's a lot of fun. And again, just like with the Commonwealth Quest, it's a way to appreciate the places you've been and not to take for granted the fact that we have such an incredible freedom of movement in our lives, and we have the opportunity to see so many different places.
Craig Pfeiffer oversees his quests from Alexandria. You can have a look for yourself at Pfeiffer, that's spelled Pfeiffer.com. And in case you're wondering where you might stand on the list, there are in Virginia counties and cities combined a total of 134 localities that you would have to get to. So, start counting.